Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 149. 149, and we start a new parsha, Parsha Shmini. The first three aliyos in Parsha Shmini have no mitzvos, two and a half. But if you know Parsha Shmini, the beginning of it talks about the miluim and the sad story, the tragic story of Nadav and Avihu. As the Torah tells us, by Shlishi, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Dalad, Vatetzi Eish B'lefnei Hashem, V'tochal Al Mizbeach, Esa Olav, Esa Chalavim, V'yarkal Am V'yaronu, V'yiplo Apneyem. They brought the Karbanos, and the people were happy, and they fell on their faces. V'yikchu B'nei Aaron, Nadav Avihu, Ish Machtaso, Nadav and Avihu, Aaron's sons took, each of them took their machta, their shovel, v'yidinu b'hen eish, v'yisimu ala k'toris, they put eish, they started by b'makter k'toris, v'yakrivu l'fnei Hashem, eish zara asher lo tziva osam. They sacrificed, they burned, and eish zara, we're not even going into at all now, the many, many different shatim, what exactly was the avera of Nadav and Avihu. V'tetzi eish b'lefnei Hashem, but the Torah categorizes it as an eish zara, as a strange fire. V'tochal osam v'yamusu l'fnei Hashem. And the Torah, we were eaten and they died in front of God. V'yomer Moshe el Aaron. But we are going to focus on the reaction, because in the reaction to the chait, that's where we have a couple of mitzvahs. Moshe says to Aaron, Hu asher dibur Hashem elei mar b'kirov ha'yakadesh v'al pnei kol adam ekaveh. This is exactly what I said was going to happen, that Hashem is sanctified with those that he loves. V'yidom Aaron, famous two words, Aaron is silent. Moshe tells Mishael and Elzaphan, the nephews of Aaron, to go take them out. Vayikruvu, here's the pasuk. Vayikruvu, vayisaum b'kutan usam b'mechus l'machad. He took them out. Vayomer Moshe Aaron, ulelazer ulisamar banav. So Moshe turns to the Avelim, to actually the Onanim. Moshe turns to Aaron and Elazar and Isamar. Rasheichem al tifra'u, don't grow your hair long. Rasheichem al tifra'u. Uvigdechem lo sifromu, and don't tear your clothing, velo samusu, so that you will not die. Meaning, it sounds like if they would tear their clothing, if they would grow their hair long, they would die. Hashem's going to get angry at everybody. Everybody else is going to cry about this sreifa, but you, you cannot leave, you have to stay here. So we learn out from that pasuk, when Moshe tells Aaron after the chait, don't grow your hair long, we learn out from that phrase, the iser d'oraisa of a kohen, doing the avoda with his hair long. What does long mean? Now we're going to talk about it in the chinuch. But this is the mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is growing a kohen, the need for a kohen to get a haircut at certain times, and the isser of going in when he does not get the haircut. The next mitzvah, Beth Hashem, we'll try to do it tomorrow also, Erev Yantif, is the isser of Kohanim going into the Mikdash and doing the Avoda when their begadim are torn. Right? Those are the two mitzvahs in this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't grow your hair long and don't tear your clothing. Right? If you do, that would be not allowed. And then he talks about, we get into other mitzvahs after that, but those are the two, the pair, that Moshe mentions in this pasuk. Right? So this is the reaction to the Avera, and we have mitzvahs embedded in here. So says the Chinuch. Kuf Mem Tes, first one of 17, in Parsha Shmini. Shelo yikansu akohanim lemikdash megudle seyar, kamosha yasu ha'aveilim. Kohanim are not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with long hair like mourners do. A mourner is not allowed to get a haircut. Kolomar shelo yigdulu sarosayim, kshene'emar rashichem al tifra'u. V'amar ha'targum, what does it mean? Tifra'u lo sirbun parua. Don't have a lot of hair. V'yecheskel ha'navi bi'er v'amar, Yecheskel explains this. Ufera lo yishalechu. Yecheskel expands on this, same idea. You should not send your hair, you should not have long hair. Kamochei nemar b'mitzora. The same thing by a mitzora, v'rosho yeh parua, the opposite. A mitzora has certain siman of avelus, and he has to grow his hair long. V'yamru b'sifra yigadol pera. V'loshen sifra v'od, rashaychem al tifrov al tegadlu pera. As we saw in the pasuk, though, just to mention one point, and then we'll see it later again, if we have time, and that is, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Don't do these nihuge avelus, and if you do, you will die. There's a remez, there's at least a hint to the concept of avelus. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, don't do this. Is the concept of Avelus Daraisa, is there a mitzvah Daraisa of Avelus? That is a major machlokas Rishonim. We're going to get to Parshas Emor, but Hashem will see where it might be in the Torah, but that is a major machlokas. Baalei Tosfos, in a number of places in Shas, hold that all Avelus is Darabanan. There's a concept of Aninus, which is Daraisa, that's before Kvura, but all Avelus, Shiva, everything is a Takana Darabanan. The Rambam and the Rif say the middle opinion. They say that no, Yom Rishon is Daraisa. first day is Daraisa, and the other 6 days are the Rabbanan. Says the Rambam, the first halacha in Hilchas Avel, mitzvahs aseh lehis avel ala krovim. It's a mitzvah Daraisa to mourn krovim. Shenemar. What's the pasuk? He quotes the pasuk from this whole, in a few psukim from now. V'yachalti chatas hayom ayetiv b'nei Hashem. When Aaron HaKohen says, should I have eaten the karban? I'm in mourning. That's the puzzle the Rambam quotes here. V'ena ve'los min ha-Torah elo b'yom rishon bilvad. Shehu yom ha-misa v'yom ha-kfura. Only day one, which is the day of death, and the day of burial. If the day of burial takes place the day after the day of death, so then no ve'los is daraisa. Even the Rambam and the Rif would agree. Avol shara shiva einon din Torah. The rest of shiva is not daraisa, and the Rambam has the well-known formulation that we've spoken about before. Af al pi she'nemar b'Torah v'yasos la'aviv evel shivas yamim. Even though it says that the brothers set shiva for Yaakov Avinu for 7 days, so how can you say it's not daraisa to sit shiva? Nitna Torah v'nischad shehalacha. Right? The Torah was given and Torah is renewed. So even though the brothers had Shiva, that doesn't mean that it is incumbent upon us. That's the Rambam and the Rif, that only Yom Rishon is Daraisa. There are some Gaonim that say that all Avelos is Daraisa, but that's the Machlokas. Bali Tosfa says all the Rabbanan. So I'm just pointing out that it sounds like from this whole discussion of Moshe and Aaron is a hint to the idea that something's Daraisa. Because Moshe has to tell them, don't do these new Avelos, as if to say they would do it if Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't tell them anything. Whether all those Tachanos Rabbanan still existed then? So that is not, could be, but that is a hint. It's not a raya, but it's a hint to that shita. Okay, let's continue. This iser of going in with hair too long is doubled by the Kohen Gadol. V'yamar says there, it's Rosh Lo Yifra. Later on, we'll get back to this. Why is it repeated there? To tell us that the Isser is not only to grow hair long when your Kavana is to be in mourning. That's not the only Isser. What if a Kohen just wants to have long hair? That's also Asser. I would have thought, with only our pasuk, that the only isser is when we grow our hair long because of avelus. No, it's a din and covet of the avoda. You're doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to get a proper haircut. Again, we don't know what proper means yet. We'll have to see that soon. So that's the isser, going in with hair that's too long. The Shorash of the Mitzvah is, as we've connected many mitzvahs before, so that we are inspired by the Beis HaMikdash, and that the Kohanim themselves take it seriously. We have to try, because it's supposed to be an inspiring place, we have to do our best to make it an inspiring place. And have all the people servicing there look inspired, the Alkain, or look inspiring for us. Alkain Roy Lanush Lo Navu Sham Megudulei Seir Kederach Avelim. That's why you can't have anybody who looks like a Navel. Go in. What's the raya in the Navi? Where you see this? He goes, beautiful. The pasuk from Esther. Ein Lavo El Shar HaMelech Bilvush Sak. You can't go in mourning clothes to the king. You're going into the special palace? You can't look like that. That's the point here too. You can't look like that. You have special begadim, as we'll see, but you also got to get a proper haircut. Klomar ein roi lavo al beis Hashem rak derech sason v'simcha v'taynug lo derech avel v'tzar. When you go into beis Hashem, you have to look proper. V'kolze yechazik ha'yesod ha'boni brosh ha'binyin. This all is b'chazik, the idea that we said earlier. Ki kol inyani ha'bayis u'maisav l'chazik u'letzayir b'leva osim maisa ha'kosher. Everything is to inspire us to be marchik from our heart to machshavosam kol kir v'kol chet, anything that smacks of something unseemly. And therefore, we want all the Kohanim to always look perfect. Dini HaMitzvah. Okay, let's get to some of the halachas. Kigon. Mashar Mezachron Lavracha. Number one. She iser gidol pera b'Kohanim hedyotim einu ela b'shaz b'yel ha-migdash. An important halacha. The Chinuch Paskins. And this is the Rambam Shita. The iser only applies when the Kohen is going into the Beis HaMikdash. If the Kohen is going to go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's got to have his hair properly cut. We'll get to in a minute, the Rambam Shita, he doesn't have to be doing the Avoda. Going into the Mikdash, that itself is mechayev, a proper haircut for a Kohen. If not, there's no Isser. So as we said, for most of the year, the Kohen's sitting in his home, he's not by the base of Mikdash. If he wants to bring a carbon, his own carbon, he could go there. But most of the time he's sitting at home, so this law doesn't apply to him most of the year. It's only when he's ready to go to the Beis HaMikdash, so then the Kohen has to get a proper haircut. Ava Kohen Gadol, But the Kohen Gadol, Lefisha hu tamid b'migdash asir begido pera la'olam. The Kohen Gadol always has to get a proper haircut, and we'll see what that means. That says the Chinuch, Ki'ilu tomar shem yilo derech ones lamud chutz la'migdash, k'sas yamim min achiyev alav. Let's see, the Kohen Gadol is outside the Beis HaMikdash for some reason. He still has the mitzvah. Not like a regular Kohen Hedyot, special din of a Kohen Gadol. Avo b'kin shalo yigadol peri, still is in the Isser. Okay, stop there for a second. Ask some of the Achronim, how could this be the same mitzvah? The Kohen only has the Isser to go into the Beis HaMikdash without a proper haircut. The Kohen Gadol, every day, he has to have a proper haircut. So it's counted as the same mitzvah? So says Rav Soloveitchik, in one of his Yartzeit Shiurim, the Rambam himself gives the answer. What does the Chinuch say? He's quoting the Rambam. But I'll read it to you from the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash, Aleph Yud. What is the language? I'll read you the Rambam. Kishem she'en ha-kohanim muzharim al-ayayin el-abashas b'yil ha-mikdash. Kachin esur l'gadol pera el-abashas b'yil ha-mikdash. Fine. But med Rambam murim b'kohen hedyot. Av ha-kohen gadol, also l'gadol pera v'l'gro b'gadol v'l'olam. Why? Shahari tamid hu b'mikdash. Wherever he is in the world, he's in the Beis HaMikdash. He has a status of in Beis HaMikdash. Because what does the in Beis HaMikdash mean? It's not a physical idea. In the Beis HaMikdash means in a state of Lifnei Hashem, closeness to God. The Kohen Gadol, the second he gets the position of Kohen Gadol, he is by definition, and he needs to feel this way, Lifnei Hashem. I mean, in a general sense, we're always Shivisi Hashem Lanegdi Summit, the first line in Shulchan Aruch. But the Kohen Gadol, in an intense way, always is in that state, and that's why it's the same halacha. The halacha is, you know what this mitzvah is about? When you're Lifnei Hashem, you have to have a proper haircut. So every Kohen has that only when he's in the Beis HaMikdash. If the Kohen Gadol has it, wherever he is in the world, he is Lifnei Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik even compares this, and it helps to use this to explain another line. There's a line in the Gemara that compares a Kohen Gadol every day of the year to Yisrael on Yontif. There's a line in the Gemara like that. The Gemara that a Kohen Gadol every day is like Yisrael on Yontif. What does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because Yisrael on Yontif, he's also Lifnei Hashem. There's a special din of Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif, what's the Mechayiv? What's the halachic generator of Simchas Yontif? We have to be happy. What are we so happy about? The answer is because on Yontif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to be with us and we are in a state of Lifnei Hashem. Wherever we are in the world, we have a mitzvah to go actually to the Beis HaMikdash, to feel it in a more intense way. But says Rav Soloveitchik, it's in Chelek Beis, in the Yartzeit Shiur titled Avelus, so that is exactly what the Gemara means, he suggests, that every person is in a state of Lifnei Hashem on Yontif. That's what he compares it to the Kohen Gadol, and that's why the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen are counted as the same mitzvah in our mitzvah. Okay, let's continue now. Next line. The Kamahu Gidol Pera. So how long? So here we go. The question of the day. So how often does he have to get a haircut? So, Shloshim Yom Kinaziris. The average Kohen, once a month. Once every 30 days. Shistam Naziris in Apakos Mishloshim Yom. V'yaser Pratem Uvuarin. 30 days. Right? This is based on the Gemara Mesechas Tainis. Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says there are three rules. Kohen Hedyot, once every 30 days. Kohen Gadol, once a week. Every Erev Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol has to get a trim. He's got to look perfect. Melech, every day. Those are the three levels that the Gemara says in Tainis. Kohen Hedyot, once a month. Kohen Gadol, every week. Why does Kohen Gadol have to get one every week? So the Gemara says, because the Mishmaros are Mishtanos. A new set of Kohanim come every week, and you can only make a first impression once. We need the Kohen Gadol to be an inspiring figure, even for the other Kohanim, and therefore, they're going to see him the first time, he's got to have that perfect haircut. He's got to look perfect. So that's why the Kohen Gadol gets one once a week, and the king gets one every single day, because there's a mitzvah, Mora Melech. Melech B'yofyo Yisech Zenei Necho, the Gemara says. So those are the three levels of haircuts. Interesting that how do you know 30 days? So we compare it to Naziris. Amazingly, Siyata Deshmaya, there are two halachas in Shas that are learned out from Gematria. Two halachas. One of them is this one right here. One of them is this one right here, and that is, how do you know Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom? If I say, I promise to be a Nazir. So, I don't give a time period. I have to do at least 30 days. I can't do 26 days. Why? Because it says the word Yihyeh in the context of Nazir, and Yihyeh is Gematria 30. That's how you know. That's in Nazir Daf Hei. In today's Daf Yomi, Menachas Peites is the other one. It's the other halacha that you learn out. We know the nesachim, the wine libations, and the oil, and the other items that were brought with karbanos have different measurements. One of them is a hin. Chatziah hin, reviyasah hin. What's a hin? So the Gemara says 12 lugin. 12 lug. So how do you know it's 12 lug? Because in the context of hin, the Torah says, read you the pasuk, Shemin mischash kodesh yezeh li ledaroseichem. Zeh. Zeh is gematria 12. And that's how you know how big a hin is. Very important halacha. You got to know how much to use in the nesachim. So those two halachas, the Karen Ora in Nazir Davhei, quotes that these are the only two halachas in Shas that are learned out from gematria, and it's a major machlokas. The Rush over there says, it's not a real limud. Really, we know it from Misora. Gematria is just a hint. What, after the fact. But other Rishon and the Ramban seem to say, no, it's a real limud. It's a real way that Chazal Darshan use a gematria. Either way, that's the source for our Gemara, for our mitzvah of a Kohen being like a Nazir, having to get a haircut at least once every 30 days. Viter says, meaning a Nazir has a mitzvah to grow his hair. So growing your hair is considered, if you don't get a haircut for 30 days, that's considered growing your hair. That's why a Kohen is not allowed to let it grow for 30 days. Right? They're parallel, but they're opposites. Okay, let's continue. But Ohegas Bizman Abayis Bizikri Kahuna, this bizza applies to male kahanim who do the avoda, viha over aleha, vin nichnas lamikdash pure rosh. Somebody goes into the base of Mikdash with long hair, klomar, acha shagid losaira shloshim yom, what does it mean, long hair? If he didn't get a haircut for 30 days, va'avad sham, and he did the avoda, chayiv misa bidei shamayim. Pretty serious. Misa bidei shamayim, we will see, in a few days we'll see a beautiful thought from Rav Pinkus about why there is such extreme punishments for all of these. Shtuya yayin, kuri begadim, we'll see. Misa bidei shamayim. Shneamar, rasheichem al tifro, velo samusu. And you're learning that from the Arpasik. Moshe says, don't do this so you don't die. Mashma that if you do this, you're going to die. V'divri Torah, no trikonin. And the Torah is darshin in opposite. Klomar ha'im yifru rasheichem yamusu. If you don't do this, then you won't die. But if you do this, you will die. Mikamako mein avodasu psula. But as the chinuch, the avoda is not nifsal. The avoda is good. It's chayim misa, but the avoda is considered kosher avoda. O misha nechras l'sham v'lo avad hu ba'az hara. But that's only if he did the avoda with Meguzle Seyar. What if he just walked into the base of Migdash, then walked out? That's an Isidaraisa. But that's not Misa. Klomar sha'avar Allah v'loke. Aval eina b'misa elem kein avad. Shekein ba'lonu ha'pirish. That is the Misara that we have. And then he quotes the Shita of the Ramban. He says, you should know that the Ramban argues on the Rambam here. The Ramban says, walking into the Beis HaMikdash without doing Avoda is an Isser Durabanan. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam says there are two levels of Daraisa, like the Chinuch says. If you walk in without doing Avoda, then it's a Daraisa with Malkus. If you walk in doing Avoda, Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Ramban says, no, no, no. The Isser is only doing Avoda. If you don't do avoda, there's no daraisa. Shloi says the Ramban, according to Lavracha, Kalsav ki parua arosh shal yikanis lamikdash mali midavrayim v'lo midaraisa v'yomer shlo ba kalsav lesser ela kreva l'avoda. It's only the avoda v'hu bechlal lav de balmum shavad. Right? If you do the avoda with long hair, it's like a balmum that did the avoda. V'kalsav avod shal chachalim lo asel ol makom hanikra binulam v'mizbeach. And by the way, it's only if you walk deep inside. We'll get to this in the Minchas Chinuch hopefully soon, and not if you just walk in right into Shara Niknar. We'll get to that. But this is an important Shita of the Ramban. He quote argues on the Rambam here in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Los Asay Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Gimel. The Rambam quotes it as a mitzvah, and the Ramban says, no, it's only an Isser de Rabbanan. This chilek, this split of Avoda versus non-Avoda, is the Rambam's own Svara. How do you know it's the Rambam's own Svara? Because if you look in Bias Mikdash, where this is from, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, says the Rambam, in Aleph Tezvav, I have it right here, Yireli, that's how he starts off the Halacha, so call Kohen Akasher Lavoda, im nechas bina mizbeach v'lofnim, if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, where the Mizbeach is, or further in, v'hu, and he's either drunk, or shikar, or shasu yayin, he drank a little bit, or peru arosh, karu abagadim, af apish lavad avoda hari zeloke, ho v'hu roi lavoda, v'nichnas b'shas avoda, menuval kacha, looking disgusting like this, hari yumuza shlo yikanes, loke. That's the Rambam, so it's based on a Yireli. So the Ramban says it's all Durabanan if you don't do the Avoda. The Rambam says, no, Yireli, I think, is an Issa Daraisa, even without the Avoda. Okay, a number of points to get into the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch mentions, first of all, in Os Beis, The Minchas Chinuch says that he's not exactly sure what the Rambam is trying to exclude when the Rambam says you only violate if you go in b'shas avoda. Is that to exclude nighttime? There's avodas that are done at night also. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests maybe it's only if you go in at a time when the mizbeach is broken. Nifkam ha-mizbeach. One of the stones is out. So that's a time when you can't do avoda. That's his suggestion, number one. Number two, as the Chinuch said at the end, in the end of Oz Dalid in the Minchas Chinuch, he says, even the Rambam would agree that you're only chayiv once you get up to the Mizbeach. If you just walk into Shar Niknor, which is the east side of the Azara, and you stand there, and you walk out, that's not included in the Yisr. This year has got to be seriously in. You have to be in the Makam HaAvoda. Makam of the real Avoda, and that is of the Mizbeach. The Minchas Chinuch Oz Vav also brings up an interesting halacha. What if a Kohen Gadol gets Saras? If a Kohen Gadol gets saras, so a mitzvah is not allowed to cut his hair. And here a Kohen Gadol has to cut his hair. So what do you do? Hopefully a Kohen Gadol is not talking Lashon Hara. But what happens? So he quotes the Rambam. Kohen Gadol shin its tara, tzorach lios paro rosh, vayigaleach, tough. He's got to grow his hair. Avobi de'over belav, even though he's violating an iser, mikom akom ha'asei de mitzvah. Dochalosa say delo yifra. Asay dochalosa say. The assay of growing one's hair long is dochalosa say of cutting your hair. So therefore, if a Kohen Gadol gets saras, he does not cut his hair. And the next halacha in Ozayin. What about a Kohen Gadol who accepts to be a nazir? Same kind of idea. Again, we say the principle of asay dochalosa say, says the Minchas Chinuch. Even though here the Minchas Chinuch says you could have argued why. Because Tosfos in Erevin on Daf Kuf says, if it's your own fault that you have to rely on Asi Docha Lo Saseh, then maybe you wouldn't say Asi Docha Lo Saseh there. Right? The case there about the mixing of the bloods, that's supposed to be four, that's supposed to be one. Tosfos there says, maybe I wouldn't have said Asi Docha Lo Saseh if it's your own Pshia. That's Tosfos in Erevin Daf Kuf Amin Aleph. So maybe you shouldn't say that. It's his own fault. He became a Nazir. So it's not like exactly when he gets Saras when he came from Hashem. But that's his discussion in Ozvav and Ozayin. Just one final halacha, and that is, we're talking about long hair here. There are other areas of halacha where long hair comes up. But it comes up by chukos ha'akum, the types of haircuts that were allowed. Besides the Isra of Payas, obviously. Isra of Payas, we'll get to that later, but separate from that. There's Isra of chukos ha'akum, the certain type of non-Jewish haircuts. It comes up in that discussion. It also comes up in tefillin. What if somebody has very long hair? Very long, wavy. Is there any issue with a chatzitza when it comes to tefillin? So there is a kisser Shulchan Aruch. The kisser Shulchan Aruch says yes. It's quoted also in the Machzor Shekel on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Aval osan amagadlim blurios milvachu derech gaiva yesh baze iser mishum hanachas tefillin kiven degdolim harbe have a chatzitza." The kisser Shulchan Aruch is also quoted in the Machzor Shekel on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Says it's a chatzitza. Most achronim assume, though, they don't really understand this. Because if the hair is like folded over and it's like bouncing and the tefillin aren't on the head, it's like bouncing on an afro type of haircut, so then already you could say that it's not on the head. But just because a person has a lot of hair and it's flat and it's on the hair on top of the head, that's a chatzitza. The other issue is about not looking like one should be, so then that you have. But to say it's a chatzitza, most poskim assume, the Rav Sternbach has a tshuva about this and others, there are other issues. But to say that it's a problem per se of chatzitza, pashtus, it is not. Avalo asera tiv'i, maybe a toupee, but actual natural hair that flows comes from a person, pashtus, that is not a problem. And then I saw in the Shari Aaron on Hilchas Tefillin, he says, I'll bring you a raya. What a Nazir Shimshon. What, he never wears tefillin? He never gets a haircut. Of course he wears tefillin, right? Or so an Avel doesn't get a haircut for more than a month. He's Mugudzal Seyar. Right, so again, but you went tefillin. The answer is, pashtus is no. There's no problem of long hair when it comes to issues of chatzisa. Other issues, but not long hair. Okay, we'll stop here, and hopefully we'll try to have a mitzvah, one more mitzvah tomorrow before Yantif.